the phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. This is David John Oates, live from a cold, wet Adelaide, South Australia. I'm about 1,000 miles west of Sydney. A lot of people ask me where Adelaide is. It's sort of not known terribly well overseas. It's sort of off the tourist track. Most of the tourists tend to go to Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and, of course, Adelaide being in the centre. And down the bottom on the southern coast is off the tourist track. Beautiful town, though. Nice, pretty city. Population of 1.5 million people. So, a reasonable sized town. And it's known as the City of Churches. It's got all these beautiful churches scattered everywhere, all throughout the city. So, and it's a nice, quiet town. I live in the southern suburbs, actually, way down south. In the last suburb before the country, and from my office desk where I'm sitting right now, I can see the mountains out of my office window. So it's a nice, beautiful, majestic view from where I am. Well, I've been back from America for a week and a half now, and almost over jet lag. It hit me pretty bad. This trip doesn't normally hit me this bad, but almost have a jet lag. I had my first normal night's sleep last night. Went to bed at 10 and slept right through to 7, so that was great. So if I can stick to those hours, then I will be doing pretty well. So we'll see if we can get my sleep regulated again after my trip from overseas. Okay, had a good trip in America. We did a lot of stuff. Of course, I started the trip off by lecturing at the Remote Viewing Convention in Las Vegas. That was a great lecture, and we got many people interested in reverse speech. And we had the one lady from the convention who took the intensive training weekend that I did on my last weekend in America 2 weeks ago. A great success. I didn't know how it would go. Basically, what I did was I condensed 6 months of training into one weekend. So I got through the lectures a little bit quicker than I would normally do, but got through them nonetheless, and got all the information over. And we started Friday night and Saturday, then Saturday night, Sunday, and I finished with about an hour to spare. Now, all that's on videotape. I processed the video. It's all uploaded to my website. I just haven't linked it yet. I will link that in the next day or two. So if you missed out on the intensive training weekend, you can see it on videotape. I'm selling it for $3.95, which is what the cost of the weekend was. You can actually download it from the site. I'll put up a special page for the intensive weekend. So if you miss intensive weekend, and if you're serious in wanting to become a qualified reverse speech analyst, then the investigator class is the first one to take. And that's the intensive weekend we did in LA. Had 5 people turn up to it, so that was pretty neat. And it was a really, really good group. Let me see. You all did lots of other great things. Spent a week with Jeff Rentz. Did some filming. I'm not too sure what the status of that is. I will have to touch base with Jeff Rentz and find out where that is at. I'll email him after the show and see what's the status of the filming and releasing some of the footage that we shot. Of course, I lectured in Ashton, which went over very well, and in Portland. And then we came back and I did a couple of expos, one in Santa Cruz, California, and one in Concord, California. So we got around a fair bit, drove a fair bit. I'm very much appreciative to Therese Johnson, who put me up at her place in LA and did a lot of driving and spreading the word of reverse speech. And of course, Jeff Toth, who put me up in Portland. So Portland, of course, is the home of reverse speech in America. That's where our offices are. There's a small group starting in Portland who are meeting on a regular basis to do reverse speech. Not too sure what they're going to do in their group. I guess they're going to analyze tapes together and brainstorm ideas and ways in which we can get reverse speech out there. So I guess we could call that a resurgence of DORSA. For the long time reverse speech, as you remember, DORSA stands for the David Oates Reverse Speech Alliance. It was a series of clubs sent across the United States. We had 40 chapters at one stage at the height of reverse speech during the first wave. Of course, that all died out when we had the infamous lawsuit. And that's a whole other story altogether. The long time reverse speechers will know what all that's about. But Therese and I reckon we're about to start our second wave. There's a few other things in the works that I can't talk about yet. I don't want to jinx them. I don't want to talk about it on the air. But we've got a few little exciting things in the woodwork that hopefully if they come off, which I think they will, and it'll be a few months down the track, but we could see a great insurgence of interest in reverse speech. And we're all believing for the second wave to start very soon, where there will be a surge of interest in reverse speech around the world. That would be absolutely marvelous to see that happen. I'll be doing reverse speech for almost half my lifetime, and actually my birthday this year, I turned 56 on October the 30th of this year. And on my 56th birthday, I will be doing reverse speech for exactly 28 years. And I know it's exactly because my birthday, back when I was 28, turned 28, was the start of reverse speech. Because, and this is a true story, this is actually how reverse speech, I don't know whether I've told the story on the air or not. Anyway, brand new story for you. I had a Walkman strapped to my belt. And it was my birthday, and I was getting ready to go out for the evening. We're going to go out. This is back in my nightclub days. We're going to do a few of the nightclub discos in LA. And I was getting ready and had the Walkman strapped to my belt, and it fell out of the belt clip. It was a belt clip, and it fell out of the belt straight to the toilet bowl. And I pulled the thing out of the toilet bowl and it didn't work. So I pulled it apart to dry the components and see if I could facilitate its healing. And anyway, I rewired it up wrong when I put it back together, and it only played backwards. And so I had this little Walkman that only played backwards. And 2 weeks after that, I went back to Australia to live, and I hitched through Europe first. I went to London, and then I hitched through Europe for 3 or 4 weeks and listened to this Walkman, listened to tapes backwards on this Walkman. I never heard anything. I hadn't heard about backward masking or anything of that nature, and thought it was quite amusing. Well, I would listen to Michael Jackson and Pink Floyd backwards while I was hitchhiking through Europe. There's a strange story for you, isn't it? And then when I got back to Australia, I moved to a town called Berry in the Riverland, which is my dad was a minister with the Berry Uniting Church. I'm a minister's son, for those of you who don't know. And I moved in with Dad, and before too long, me and my mate Greg Albrecht, who co-authored the first book on reverse speech with me, set up the drop-in center in Berry. And we had a halfway house from the outskirts of town, which was acting as a rehab center. So that's what we were doing, and it was then that reverse speech got started, because they had heard stories that if you played records backwards, you could hear these satanic messages. Also, the religious fundamentalists were claiming, and I remember I had this little backwards Walkman that only played backwards. I thought, oh, good, I'll go home and listen to some of these tapes backwards and see what I can find. And you know what I'm going to do? I don't know whether I've ever played this. This is the very first speech reversal I ever found. And let me see if I can pull this up really quick. And this was, I think it was in April. Wonder where they are. Where is it? Well, that's a bit strange. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is the very first reversal I ever found. I went home and played Stairway to Heaven all the way forwards. Just do it forwards. And then reversed it. And this is right at the very last stanza of the song. So here it is forwards. And play backwards. It says play backward, hear words sung. The play is pretty indistinct, but certainly backward, hear words sung is quite clear. See if you can hear this.
Hear words sung.
And here it is again. And there you go. That was the very first speech reversal I ever heard. Way back in, that was 1984, April of 84. I got the tape playing in the toilet bowl of October the 30th of 1983. So that was 6 months afterwards. I deliberately started running tapes backwards, looking for these hidden messages, and spent a lot of time on music. Spent 3 or 4 months just running my musical collection backwards and finding all these incredible reversals. I mean, like here's some of them. Who is this? This is Santana. You got the change. This one simply says, and I'll remind you to say yes. 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 Let's run the whole lot backwards so you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And you can hear that amongst the gibberish. If you want to call and talk to me today, we're just having a chatty show today. I've got nothing prepared. It's just sort of a mishmash of reversals and chat and conversation. So call in. And you can call in on area code 201-793-9022. It's 201-793-9022. You have to enter a conference ID, and the conference ID is 9579082#. That's 9579082#. Or if alternatively, if you go to the reverse speech website, and not the reverse speech website, the sqr.fm website, which is the main website for Spirit Quest Radio, and scroll down about a third of the way down on the right hand column, you'll see a little button that says call me. Just to click onto that, and that will open up Skype and to take you into the show. And there we go. All right, we just looked at some reversals on Santana. I've got another Santana reversal. Let me see if I've got it. Here we go. Let's run this one forwards.
Seeking shelter from the storm, all around, those people we
all around the deep and the air. And this one says in reverse, I love Satan within. There it is. Yeah, let's run the whole lot back and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Yeah, and you can hear that amongst the gibberish. And so these are all the sorts of things I was doing in my early days, back in 1984, running all my music collection backwards. And here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in their old cotton field back.
One in reverse is I believe in my cool woman.
I believe in my cool woman. I believe in my cool woman.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and listen to it amongst the gibberish.
I believe in my cool woman.
Is there, and here's another one from Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is almost on the same theme. Here we go.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, if you're going, leave the sinking ship behind.
And this one says, here woman, I will keep on the path.
Here woman,
and here's a whole lot backwards. There you go, and I'm sure you can hear that reversal amongst the gibberish. It's actually quite plain there. Yeah, here's one on this is George Harrison, I think. Oh, that's not going to open. All right, I want to play that one. We'll see if we can find it in another file. I wonder why it's not open on that file. All right, we're going to go searching around to find that example I wanted to play you. Let me see. Huh. No, well, okay. It's George Harrison I'm looking for, and I'm sure I've got it. Here we go. Oh, this isn't going to open either. Oh, well, that's disappointing. Huh. I wonder what's up with that. It's, it looks like I've got a corrupted file, and I've only got it in a WAV file. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back even further to some earlier archives. Let's see if I can find it here. Wow, all of them are corrupted. Gee, even my earlier one. See, that's disappointing. Huh. Huh, well, how disappointing is that? All right, okay, well, I can't play you that one. Here's one from the Rolling Stones. And And this one says, I love you, said the devil. So there we go. There we have a love song from Satan himself. Oh, here's Paul McCartney on the run.
Band on the run. And the jailer man and sailor Sam were searching everyone. Oh, the band on the run.
This one is marijuana, marijuana, the law will banish us. If you can hear this. Paul McCartney was indeed banished a few years after the song was released. He was banished from Japan when they found an ounce of marijuana in his suitcase. So that one came true, didn't it? So there, how's that for a bit of a... Here's a sex reversal. This is found by my good mate Jerry Hirsch, who sadly is no longer with us. He passed away on April the 1st this year of cancer. But he found this one. He used to love this one. This is from Captain and Tennille.
I thought the flame was dead gone.
This verse says, oh, I need some man to fuck back.
Oh, take some man to fuck back.
Huh.
Oh, take some man to fuck back.
There you go, Jerry. That's for you, my old mate. I hope you're happy where you are. We will see you again one day. Yeah, a little while yet, but we'll get there. We'll see you. All right, here we have, I think this is Ringo Starr, I think.
It's been a long, old, lonely winter.
This is George Harrison.
Little loving. It seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say.
And Mr. Russell says he needs this mystery girl.
He needs this mystery girl. He needs this mystery girl.
Yep, and that's from the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yes, I know, this is my. This is my.
And that was right there, right there. Quite clear amongst the gibberish once you know it's there, isn't it? Here we have a really intense reversal. This is on Night Prowler, AC/DC. Oh, okay, here's the forwards. What's going on? Says, oh, listen to me, I'm from hell. There's a little bit of gibberish followed by, I'm the Lord Lucifer. Here we go.
Lucifer,
So actually, it's the whole, it's two reversals. Listen to me, I'm from hell. Then there's a lot of gibberish. Then it says, I'm the Lord Lucifer, white owl, yesterday. Here, let me run it again at the normal speed, again, and then we'll slow it down. Yeah, there we go. So make that one what you will. That's on the flip side of AC/DC's song, The Night Prowler. Here we have, don't know what this one is. Let's run this. No, this is a cute little song.
Don't have to play me backwards to get the meaning of my verse. You don't have to die and go to hell to feel the devil's
fear. That's no reversal. That's just a cute little lyric. You don't have to play me backwards to get the meaning of my words. Oh, here we have a comedian named Bill Hicks sending out backward masking. Backward masking, by the way, is what reverse speech used to be called before I renamed it reverse speech. And it's actually because technically the term is incorrect. Backward masking describes the practice of recording a studio deliberately placing backward messages on records. It's a recording technique known as backward masking. Whereas reverse speech is where there are no deliberate manipulations of the recording. And the backward messages are caused by the way the words are sung at the time. But anyway, here's the guy standing up backward masking.
Remember a few years ago, is if you played albums backwards, there were satanic messages. Now they're subliminal. Isn't it nice to know Satan's keeping up with all these new technological achievements? What a little busy beaver he is. I picture him at Radio Shack every Monday morning. What new things do you have for me today? Remember that a few years ago? You play albums backwards, they're satanic messages. Let me tell you something. If you ever sat around playing your albums backwards, you are Satan. Don't look any further. And don't go ruining my stereo to prove a fucking point. Come here, listen. Can you hear that? Satan is Lord. Satan is Lord. Yeah, it's crystal clear. Check this out. It's almost like he's in the room or something. Ah, you're Satan! Satan, destroyer of needles, ruiner of stereos.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk. Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
And yeah, you can get that reverse speech hobbies course through the website. Just go to the product section and you'll see it up there. I think it's right up the top. If it's not up the top, certainly the second one down. A great little course covers, gives you a really comprehensive overview of reverse speech, and goes into a lot of the theories that we use to describe it. Plays. It's got 200 examples of reversals on there for you to listen to help tune your ears. And a great little course. We sell quite a lot of them. Very, very popular. Yeah, here we have another music reversal. This is Roy Orbison and his song Cry.
And from this moment on,
back as he says, get out, get out, get out, people. There you go. Make of that one what you will. How about that, hey? All right, here we have the Beatles. Song Help.
But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just I've never done before. If you can, I'm feeling
this verse is now it's just Juana. Second reference to marijuana from one of the Beatles. I wonder if there's something going on here. Gee, maybe they smoke pot. No, they could never do that. Will that explain why we get drug references on their songs? Maybe, maybe not. All right, here we have our... This one was found by Michael, my son.
Thank you, India. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, John.
And this is High in LA.
High in LA. High in LA. High in LA.
And Michael's been gone for almost 10 years now. He died December 17th, 2001. So this year it'll be 10 years. Wow. Those of you who've been around Reverse Speech for many years, you remember Michael. He was very active in Reverse Speech, had his own website up, and he used to find lots of really neat reversals. And he tragically was taken from us at a very young age. He was only 21. Would have gone a long way with reverse speech. There's no doubt in my mind about that. All right, here we have John Lennon in his song How Do You Sleep to Paul McCartney. Hate letter to Paul McCartney.
You've done was yesterday.
have a verse here that says, "Oh, hey, poor Lindy, so mean, gets him nowhere." Hey, poor Lindy, obviously a reference to Paul McCartney's wife, Linda McCartney, so mean, gets him nowhere, sort of like a condescending dig, which is what the song is for us anyway. Here we go. Yeah, so there you go, a little bit of Deek at Paul McCartney. Oh, here's another one that Michael found. This is High School Was More Than I Really Needed. Yeah, there we go. And we are going to here we have not too sure who this is. Let's run it forwards. Do you feel like you crazy? In reverse, this is It's the End for Me. Can't Leave Me. And here we're going to look at Jesus Christ Superstar. This is He's the Savior, loves me, He's the One. And we are going to look at that was Jesus Christ Superstar. Here is well-known clip from Judas Priest, of course. Sued in 91 by two parents of two teenagers who had committed suicide listening to Judas Priest albums. And the parents claimed that there were subliminal messages backwards in the song that promoted suicide. Here's one of those messages. This is at the end of the song, Beyond the Realms of Death. And this reversal says, I took my life. Coming up now. Pretty clear reversal, hey. Then we have, what are we going to play next for you? Here we have a classic song from Mary Poppins, of course.
Loud and long and clear.
Backwards, it's Drinking All Night Long.
Drinking all night long.
Drinking all night long. Drinking all night long.
Oh, and... then we're going to look at, Oh, here we have George Harrison, I think.
See the love that's sleeping. But my guitar gently weeps.
Now this is past the gun now. It kills the love. The love is cold.
Past the gun now. It is the love.
Yeah, that one sends some chills down your spine, doesn't it? Yeah. And here we have I Pass the Peace. This was found by Michael, my son. This one says, I pass the peace. Going to Michael, let's run the whole lot backwards. Yeah, good find there. Well, he's finding some great reverses, Michael. If he was still with us, he would be finding some pretty amazing reversals, I'm sure. Here we have Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I want to go so good when he solves all the biz, but he can be up and square up.
And this one is give me a fuck now. A bit of gibberish, give me a fuck, then a little bit more gibberish, followed by give me a fuck now. There we go. Popeye the Horny Sailor, eh? Who would have ever known? Makes you lose your faith in humanity, doesn't it? Here we have Styx.
I tried so hard to make it so.
And this is Oh Satan, Move in Our Voice.
Oh Satan, move in our voice.
Anyway, that's one that the Christian fundamentalists used to pass around quite a lot. Here we have Hotel California.
Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor, but I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California.
And this is, yes, Satan, he organized his own religion. There it is. And quite an ominous reversal, because the song of the Hotel California is about the formation of the First Attended Church in San Francisco. Oh, here we have a version of it live. I wonder what it sounds like live. Here's the forwards.
She lit up the candle. She showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. Thought I heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California.
Okay, so here is the live version backwards. Oh, yeah, it's still there, isn't it?
It's late now. Oh, come on, daylight is over with.
There it is. Well, that's an interesting experiment, isn't it? So there we have a live version of the same song with a similar reverb, with the same reversal. Huh, very interesting. All right. Here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
To send a message, we declare we'll contact it.
And video sends a message.
As now flower and video send a message.
As now flower and video send a message. As now flower and video send a message.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we have just about 8 minutes of show left. If you want to call in. Before we finish, the number is 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And you've got to enter the conference ID, which is 9579082#. That's 9579082#. We are looking at reversals in music, which is the very beginnings of reverse speech when I first started doing reverse speech. Here we have one that was fairly well known. This is from Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one bites the dust.
Oops, sorry, I started too far. Here we go.
Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Backwards, this is decide to smoke marijuana. Repeat it over and over again. And right at the end, he says, hey, give some acid.
Hey, give some acid.
And here it is again. There we go. There's that one. And here we have, oh, of course, we have the well-known reversal on Marilyn Monroe. Let me see if I can find that one. I haven't played that one yet. And normally, here we go. It's singing about finding her perfect man.
He's worth a fancy fortune, but it's not in cash. I'm gonna find my claim.
And this is He'll Come Out Full of Magic. There we go. That's Marilyn Monroe. And he did come out full of magic because she went and started dating Anton LaVey, the head of the First Satanic Church in San Francisco. So that one came true. Here we have an interesting one on here we have Sting. This is one I'm trying to open up before. No, it's not going to open. Oh, how disappointing is that? It's funny how that happens. You open one day and then you go back in the next day and it won't open up. Here we have Sweet Love Together. Oh, let's just play it. Here we go. That's a sweet love together, your loves. Yeah, sweet. The sweet's very quick. You have to listen carefully to hear it. It's sweet love together, your loves. That one, and here we have what else do I have in music? Gee, I'm just about exhausted my music. Here's one from Whitney Houston.
And all my dreams were shattered.
And here she says, and I should leave them all.
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 Well, there we go. A whole lot of different types of reverses in music, as you can see. Some are satanic, as the fundamentalists claim, and others are just what's going on in the minds of the singer at the time. Some of them praise God, as we saw with the reversals from Jesus Christ Superstar. That was a pretty cool one. And some are just about normal, regular, everyday, mundane stuff. Here we have Britney Spears. And this is simply I'm Not Too Young. She asked, see me, I'm not too young. So there we go. Make of that one what you will. What other music ones do I have for you? I think that pretty well covers the whole show, doesn't it? I don't tend to connect music reversals because the real significance of reverse speech, of course, is in the reversals in speech and not music. But they're a nice, interesting little oddity to go back and listen to every now and then. And here we have another one. This is When You're Touching Me with Thine Eyes. Oh, When You're Touching Me with Thine Eyes That Bleed. There we go. Back at that what you will. Facts, we're almost out of time. I'm not too sure what I'll do for you next week, but I'll be rest assured I'll have something interesting for you. Make sure you tune in. And don't forget, you can call me anytime. I have a US number that rings on my desk here in Australia. The number is 760-666-5186. That's 760-666-5186, and that will ring on my desk here in Australia. If you're interested in training or session work or just general questions about reverse speech, feel free to give me a call anytime. Actually, normally up after about 2 o'clock American time is the best time to get me, after about 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast is the best time to get me, just so you know. So there we go. All right, folks, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you all next week. Bye.